Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Parkinson's Awareness Day falls on the Wednesday of this week, and it's a time to raise funds for further research as well as learning more about the illness and how best to support those who live with Parkinson's every day. Home Instead provide care to elderly people within the Harrogate, Ripon and Thirsk area, and recently had a training session for a group of their caregivers, equipping them with the skills to help give the best support possible to those with Parkinson's. Guest speaker Renee Dickinson, who is the chair of the Harrogate Parkinson's Group, spoke to those who attended.
I was diagnosed in 2002 with Parkinson's. The symptoms they're very difficult to actually to say that you've got Parkinson's. There's a tremor, which is the obvious one, which is what I had. And then there's the walking. You walk very strangely and very slowly. And then there's the movement of the hands. You don't have a rhythm of hands. Whichever side is affected by the Parkinson's will be slower. And you're very tired. You're absolutely drained. I had 2 hours in the morning where I knew I could do whatever I wanted to do that day. Then after that, I'd just be wiped out until you start onto the drug regime, which is, quite an extensive medication. And now is the time when we're starting to get new medicines coming through, which is quite exciting.
Sheena Van Paris from Home Instead explains a bit more about the prevalence of Parkinson's and why it's so important as a caregiver to understand the specifics of caring for somebody with the disease.
As we are a growing, ageing population, the number of people diagnosed with Parkinson's in the UK is expected to increase by nearly a fifth between 2018 and 2025. Currently at the moment, Parkinson's UK estimate that the number of people living with Parkinson's is approximately at 145,000, but that is expected to increase by 2025 to an estimated 168,000 people. We have to be able to understand how to care for people with Parkinson's in the community. We're actually part of the UK Parkinson's Excellence Network, and we are exclusively allowed to deliver a three-hour course entitled Parkinson's Explained to all our caregivers. So it is important to know what the symptoms of Parkinson's may be, and also to identify the challenges associated with the symptoms, because there are motor and non-motor symptoms that we need to be aware of, and also to understand how important the medication is, because it's so important that that person gets their medication on time, every day, at the right time, and also to understand the side effects of the medication. So if our team do the course and raise their understanding and awareness, we can then provide tailored care and support.
There's all sorts of little idiosyncrasies that can happen, things like you fall a lot, so you've got to be aware of that factor so that you're supporting somebody with Parkinson's when they're walking and you can recognise when they're about to fall. It's also being able to talk to them when they're starting to lose their voice as well. And you've got to be able to empathise with that and listen to them and encourage them with their speech, which again they can also lose that. There is no two people with Parkinson's who are exactly the same, and it's vital that the care person has an idea of what is happening to that individual and how they can feasibly help them. For me, if I need somebody to walk on my left-hand side, because if I'm going to fall, I'll fall to the left. And so I need somebody there who will just slightly move me so that I get back onto balance and that stops. But if I'm going to fall, I am going to go with one hell of a crash.
So having somebody there that knows to almost expect that would make it a massive difference.
Oh, absolutely. Save me on cracked ribs. The thing about Parkinson's is you've got to use it or lose it. If you just sit back and don't do anything, you'll go downhill rapidly and then that will be the end of you. If you've got to keep on doing everything, you've got to keep on pushing, you've got to keep on exercising, you've got to keep on fighting. In my book, that's what you should do. And a lot of the people do that. We've got somebody who writes poetry and has recorded and sells his CD on poetry. And people who are playing golf, for example, we've discovered they're very competitive. and they're really enjoying it. And, you know, this is absolutely exactly what they should be doing.
And what is it? How do you do it? How do you stay active?
The way I do it is I just throw myself into everything as much as I feasibly can. I have an exercise programme which I try to do each week. I've got a garden to do and I love gardening, so there's that. And then there's all the exercise, and I used to do weight training as well, which was excellent because it meant that my muscle tone was quite good when I was finally diagnosed with Parkinson's, and it helped me greatly.
A huge thank you to Renee Dickinson there, who's lived with Parkinson's for the past 16 years and formed part of a training session at home instead to assist their caregivers in providing better care for people with Parkinson's. Sheena Van Parys from Home Instead explains a bit more about why understanding the person you're caring for is so essential.
I think overall it helps because our visits are not rushed, so we do a minimum of 1 hour. Mm-hmm. And this obviously helps the person to feel much more relaxed and to enable to support them in a calm environment as well, because the worst thing is to make that person feel anxious and stressed because we haven't got time and we're rushing them. And everybody needs time, with or without Parkinson's, really, to get that right support.
If there are people listening, Sheena, who would like to talk to you at Home Instead, not just about Parkinson's, you offer a wide variety of care, but what would your advice be to those people?
Well, I would say please do get in touch. I would just also like to mention that we do work with other health professionals, including Parkinson's specialist nurses, occupational therapists, speech and language therapists as well, and physiotherapists. So it's important that there is a multidisciplinary team working together. But if somebody wants to get in touch with us to find out more or to find out about the care that we can provide, they can go to the website, homeinstead.co.uk/Harrogate, or simply phone on 01423 774490.
Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.